is hot. Just after four, afternoon, it's Noel. Shout out to Emma in Lowestoft. He says, yes, 2 days to go till the end of Movember. Thank goodness. Emma, could you just text me back? Just want to make sure that it is your partner that's doing it, right? This is hot. Today, 80s Go West on Heart. Emma's been back on. She said, yes, it is my partner that's been doing Movember. Thank you. Written in capitals. Oh, my God, that's so awkward. Here's brand new Nathan Sykes on Heart. I really believe in Whitney on Heart. Hi to Emma and Beth. Still full of chocolate, marshmallows and fudge from the Bury St Edmunds Christmas Fair at the weekend. Christmas is like so on now, isn't it? That's it now. I think every single Christmas light has been switched on over the weekend. Have we missed any? Any at all? If we've missed them, will you let me know? Just feels so Christmassy now. Lucy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm a bit fed up today, if I'm being honest.
Oh, dear, that's not very good.
Yeah. There's no more Honey G, Lucy.
I know. I am terribly heartbroken.
Are you as well? You well. Sound really heartbroken. I'm well fed up. No more will we ever hear this. When I say honey, you say I mean, it's just not the same, is it?
It's a loss to the world, it surely is.
I don't know what to do. I thought this year couldn't get any worse, and then it's all gone wrong. Saturday night, Sunday night. Ed Ball's gone, Honey G gone.
I know, perhaps you need to fund a Honey G comeback tour.
Oh, I hope so. I'd be so there, on the front row. I might even run on the stage. Can we just have one more together, just to celebrate? Here we go, hang on. Let's do it together. Here we go. Honey G. Yeah, there you go. I have got Jess G to play in just a bit and Ellie G.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, it's not really working, is it?
That doesn't really ring, does it? It doesn't really ring as much as Honey.
There has been a slight bit of emotion over the weekend. Kelly in Alton Broad says, I was well gutted that Ed Balls went off Strictly. He was the best thing. Marion in Woodbridge, she's saying, yeah, I'm going to miss Honey G quite a lot. She was a great laugh on a Saturday night. She was a great something. Heather, are you a bit sad that Honey G's gone?
No, not at all. Sorry.
If you're at work, ask all your workmates, are they a bit sad?
Honey G's gone. Yeah, they're all glad.
Oh, that's not good enough. That's outrageous. I'd quite like Honey G to do a duet with Ed Balls.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, it's still so big. Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk on Heart. This is Noel. Tunes on for a bit of Monday motivation. Did you see I'm a Celebrity over the weekend? I have never seen so many names dropped. Absolutely outrageous. All after Lisa Snowden said that she knew Matt Damon. Then Martin from Homes Under the Hammer just went off on one. If you missed it, don't worry. We'll talk more about that inside the next 10. Plus Bieber and Beyonce next. This is Heart. From Global. Just after five, this is Noel. Should we do some excessive name dropping? Lisa Snowden, how about you? Yeah, she knows Matt Damon. Wayne Bridge, you want to play? Mm-hmm. How about you, Martin, from hugely popular daytime show Homes Under the Hammer? Oh, I think we've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Quarter past five, Monday afternoon. This is Noel with 90s No Doubt. So Lisa Snowden in the jungle knows Matt Damon. Wayne Bridge knows Mike Tyson. Martin from Homes Under the Hammer, he wasn't having any of that, was he? Oh, no, he got well name-droppy.
You know, when they bring out a film, they do press junkets where they'll have all sorts of people go in and interview the stars. So, obviously, this is Mark Wahlberg. She says, so when you're over here, do you watch any TV? He goes, no, man, I don't watch any TV. No, actually, there's one program I watch, which is this show about... There's a girl and a guy, and they go and look at houses at auction, and they go around and see what people do to it. And look at the interview, he goes, you mean Homes Under the Hammer? He goes, yeah, sure, that's Homes Under the Hammer. I love Homes Under the Hammer. It's like, this is Mark Wahlberg.
As if Mark Wahlberg does not watch Homes Under the Hammer. But Martin isn't finished there. Oh, no. He's only just started. Find out which major A-list Hollywood actor apparently watches Homes Under the Hammer. We'll do it in the next five. It's Callum Scott. Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes. It's 20 past five, Monday afternoon. This is Noel. Lots of name-dropping going on I'm a Celebrity over the weekend. Lisa Snowden reckons she knows Matt Damon. Wayne Bridge reckons he knows Mike Tyson. Martin from Homes Under the Hammer dropped the big one, that Mark Wahlberg apparently watches Homes Under the Hammer when he comes over here to the UK. However, Martin wasn't finished. Oh, no. There's an even bigger name that watches that programme.
A friend of mine was the makeup artist on Skyfall.
Oh, awesome.
Right, she was in doing Daniel Craig's makeup one day, and Holmes and the Hammer was on the TV. Oh, and the man. Runner came in and said, Mr. Craig, I'll change things over and you know, I'll get you something. He says, no, leave on this show, I really like it. So, allegedly, first-hand, Daniel Craig likes Holmes and the Hammer as well.
James Bond is not watching Holmes Under the Hammer. He can't be. Can you imagine that?
Mr. Bond, we meet again. Can I get you a drink? Yes. I'd like a vodka martini, shaken and not stirred. Very well. Anything else?
Actually, yeah. You couldn't flick the telly on, could you? Because I think Holmes Under the Hammer's about to start, and I love that.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. And when that's finished, I want cash in the attic.
eBay has a huge...